When you overcome some adversity, you feel like you're on top of the world, right? That's how I felt, because all my friends were telling me, gee, you can't do this. You were a personal trainer. Who's ever going to invest with you? My parents even told me that. But I can tell you right here, my parents wouldn't be retired if my trainer wouldn't have sat down with them at the beginning.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
Good afternoon. Everybody good? Okay. I get to have no pressure, obviously, with the introduction, but I get to talk to you about everybody's favorite topic, which is adversity. You're going to hear about how great the company is. You're going to hear about validation. You're going to hear about all the different success stories of people in the business. But really what it's going to boil down to is this question that you see on the screen, is flat out, are you tough enough to overcome some adversity? Now, just by a show of hands, regardless of if you're here with us, looking at us, or possibly, you know, deciding if this is for you, are you going to have to face adversity in anything you do that's worthwhile? I had to ask myself that question and have it make sense, because sometimes I'm going to make this ugly. I don't know how else to say it. This is the plain truth of just how business started for me. And this was when I was about 30 pounds lighter. I went in, and as you know, you have to get state and federally licensed in this business. Constant FBI background checks, which to me is a badge of honor. And what I'm going to run you through is some of the adversity I had to face. Basically, when I started in this company, I was 21 years old. I was started actually in about 10 days. It's going to be my 18-year anniversary of being here. Now, we all remember being 21. How serious were you at the age of 21? I already heard a giggle in there. And that was about as serious as I was. So I'm going to take you through my journey of adversity at the beginning. Now, before I even elaborate on this, I'm going to tell you that my parents very much at the beginning said, well, son, why don't you go work for P&G or GE? And or go be a doctor or lawyer, get a pension plan, go out and, you know, make something of yourself. And I said, well, I'm going to get into financial services. Now, keep in mind, I had $15 to my name and I lived in their basement at the time. So they said, well, that's great, son. Who's going to listen to you? So I'll take you on that journey. So you can imagine every event I trained, every training I went to, they said, well, are you still, what are you doing? Who would ever hire you to be in charge of their finances? It was good support that I had. So as I approached my exams and my licenses, I realized I had to go out and get it. I'm taking you through my three attempts. Now, when I started in 2000, at that time, the state of Ohio forced you to sit through a 40-hour course where you had to actually watch a presenter live. So I had to take time off of my job, three of them, actually, that I had, to go sit in a class. And then if you fail it three times, guess what you have to do again? You got to go through that class again. So I know some of you have been through that. Now, obviously, you know this is a 40-hour course, so there's my first three attempts. And I don't know if you've ever felt like this, but this is what I felt like. We start feeling bad for each other, for ourselves. We start feeling like a little baby. We start thinking to ourselves, gosh, why is this happening to me? Anybody ever play the victim card? See, I'm going to talk to you about things that most people will not talk to you about on purpose, because I'll tell you, this is not an easy business. Because the thing it forces you to do is it forces you to face someone you may have been dodging for a long time. And that's the person that you see in the mirror every day, hopefully, when you brush your teeth in the morning and you brush your teeth at night, twice a day at least. That's the hardest part about everything we're talking about today. It's not learning the products or learning the lingo that you're going to hear from Andy Hanlon, who is one of my great mentors in this business. It's do I really want to overcome the adversity it's going to take to do that? So now once I got out of this phase, I decided to change up my suit, get some brown shoes, get a little more swag. Looks just like me, right? Went to take my exams. Fourth, fifth, and sixth attempts. There's my scores. 61, 58, 62. By the way, you need a 70 to pass. I was your perfect 2.5 GPA student throughout high school and college. Okay? By the way, my sister, who's 2 years older than me, was a 4.0. They didn't even make GPAs, like a 4.6 full ride to a school, private school north of Columbus that was $35,000 a year to attend. And she got a full ride. And then we got the whole, hey son, why can't you be like your sister? Okay? So guess what I had to do after attempt number 6? Go back to class again. So I got 80 hours in. So people who think that, hey, wait a minute, this $30 course that I have to do online, at my own leisure, on my own time, trust me, I've paid four times the amount of licensing than most people in this room, probably maybe even combined. Who knows? So as we look at this, I'm thinking, all right, here we go. Should I do this business? Should I do this business? If it wasn't for the leadership and the mentors and people telling me, gee, you know why you're going to succeed? Because you're passionate, because you're articulate. Certainly didn't have style because I wore cargo pants, a polo shirt, short sleeve with a tie on. That's how much style I had back in the day. Different game. So have you ever felt like this before? Somebody said no to me. Somebody didn't like the video. Somebody this, somebody that. Really, who doesn't want to know how money works? Out of everyone you know, I want all of you to try and sell me on anyone you can think of that doesn't want to know how money works. Can you do it? You know what the thing is? It forces those folks to face themselves, to say, wow, I do have debt. I need to address it. Wow, I do spend more than what I make, which is pretty much almost the majority of the people we know. So we all have this adversity go through our mind. So I'm back at it again. Notice I went with the same mentality as stage 1 through 3. Failed attempts 7, 8. So I said, you know, maybe what I should do is I should drive 2 hours north because I swear every testing center in the city of Cincinnati is cursed. It must be cursed. It must be the testing center. So I decided to drive to Columbus, Ohio during the week, and I passed it on my 9th try. 74%. How many of you would have done that? How many of you would have quit after 1 through 3 and said, this isn't for me? We face this every day. You realize that? You all have your own versions of it. Maybe it's seeking approval of someone. You realize that the only thing that kept me going, and I'll take you through my Series 6 journey here in a second, but what happened to me, I'm going to take you through this. And when I passed that test, I invested in some bracelets, as you see. I grew a beard, put some sunglasses on, and I decided there's nothing wrong with wearing sunglasses, even in the dark. I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should go a little David Beckham style, as you see there. But have you all had that? When you overcome some adversity, you feel like you're on top of the world, right? That's how I felt, because all my friends were telling me, gee, you can't do this. You were a personal trainer. Who's ever going to invest with you? My parents even told me that. But I can tell you right here, my parents wouldn't be retired if my trainer wouldn't have sat down with them at the beginning. They wouldn't be retired. So I cared more about being somebody than I cared more about what other people thought about me. And that's the message I want you to get out of this. I'm going to take you through. We had to get a Series 63. I'm not even going to show you the 65. Because in the state of Ohio, they just said, gee, you're in one of those states. You're grandfathered in, brother. You don't even have to take the test. I figured that out after I failed that one 3 times. So I figured I'd skip that screen on here. So as you see, once I got my life and health license, I invested in a gray suit and an orange tie. And I'm like, all right, I feel this. I even stood differently, button open, tie hanging, went in, failed the test, 62, 69, attempt 3, pass. So I would challenge you, take it more times than I did. And as you're looking at this too, I remember my trainer saying to me, you know what this has done for you, Guillermo, and for your career? It's made you relatable. Because if I got a 98, 97, and 92, you know what you would all say? Gosh, I can't do it. See, I've changed my mindset since May of 2016 by a leader, a very important leader who's hosting this event today, stretched my vision, and he said, gee, you've got to quit doing what works and you got to do what duplicates. That's what you got to focus on doing. So now when someone comes to me, and someone who's a very good friend of mine out of our Eastern Kentucky team had difficulties passing her exam, I said, you fail it 9 times and then you can come talk to me and I'll feel sorry for you. Because I was getting that baby face, which we're all a little bit familiar with. But this is what kept me going. I asked myself, and I would ask yourself this every day, if time and money were no issue, I would. What would you do? You realize with the exception of health, what would you not worry about that you're currently worried about right now if you had plenty of time and plenty of money? You've heard the word leveraging. This business is all about leveraging, and now with the WealthWave system, it's taken leveraging to a whole other level. Since May of 2016, when I sold out to our system, our business has grown by 100%. And what we plan on doing this year is something I never even thought was possible until 10 or 15 years out from now. So what the advantage you have is you can, one, study for your exam online, okay? You don't have to take 40 hours to sit in front of a professor, but everything has been turbocharged. Everything has been turbocharged, and now we're worried about more what duplicates. And this is a question I asked myself that I think this clears the smoke with everything you're going to hear today. Someone selected you to be here. Someone selected you to see this broadcast or hear this podcast. And I just want you to ask yourself, if you could have ownership, even the smallest percentage in the world's largest industry, what would you do about it? Would you think about it? I don't know if it's for me. Let me try and poke holes through it. Let me look online and do Google searches. Well, we're owned by a multi-hundred billion dollar company. You don't think they have attorneys that have researched everything we're doing? But are you going to try and crack the code because that's just how you are? Or are you just going to say, I'm here for a reason. Somebody selected me for a reason. And I'm a big believer of the plan that the man upstairs has for all of us. Somebody selected me to do what we do. Somebody selected you. So as we go further, I'm going to close with this. You saw my journey. It's going to be a constant journey for you and your career. If you're here and you want to go here, and then you want to go from here to here, guess what? The first step, the first visit on the way to paradise is always going to be hell. Always. A guy named Tim Grover, a gentleman who trained Michael Jordan for 15 years, wrote a book called Relentless. And this was a message that in that book stuck with me. So if you're trying to go from this level to this level, or part-time to full-time, or nonprofit to a profit business, or engineer to financial services, it's not learning the products, it's not learning the services, it's are you willing to go through hell? Because it's going to be there. And have you raised children? Walking? How crazy would it be if you see your child walking, and then they keep falling down and keep falling down? How crazy would it be if you just say, man, I just give up on this walking thing. Just stay on the ground, you're never going to make it, kid. But you don't give up there. But how rewarding is it to see your kids grow up, and you look at them and you're like, oh my gosh, what an amazing feeling. If you can attach yourself to something like that, you are absolutely going to love everything that can happen to you in this business if you apply yourself.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.